no more. Why the lies on smears were framed. The tears we shed, the hurt we bore, to all shall be
Mission. High on the bridge over the river, 50 men sat alone in the cold, in the dawn, hoping the sun would rise. It did, but giving no warmth. And they walked shivering, shuffling feet, bowed heads to the door of the mission, where Christ opens his plaster arms and a 40-watt bulb blazes inside his head. Mattresses lie on the floor, vermin crawl on the wall. An attendant labels out thin soup, half bowl to each man, no more. And another cleans the statue of Christ, waxes it. A fat priest pushes through the line to his pulpit at the rear of the mission. Fear God, love Jesus, he preaches to the ragged men, stomach still growling, but needing the thin soup and the temporary warmth of the mission.
Thank you.
tragic final scene of Verdi's La Traviata opens, we find Violetta rising from her sickbed to read a letter from her lover's father, Germont. In it, he blames himself for separating the lovers. Having persuaded Violetta to renounce Alfredo, he now repents his cruelty. Alfredo will return to her, and he wishes them well. Violetta sees herself in the mirror, her weary, wasted face telling her that her hopes and dreams no longer will sustain her. She prays that in death her errors may be forgiven, that if men in this world are relentless, at least in heaven there will be mercy. Alfredo arrives, and the reunited couple joyously sing of their happy future together.
Oh, going to change from grand opera to what I consider, an American form of opera. Rodgers and Hammerstein have written many musical comedies, and one of the best is Carousel. And Lucy Kelly and I would like to do our version of the If I Loved You scene from Carousel. Julie Jordan is a textile worker in a New England mill town in the 1890s. She is in love with a roustabout, that's me, who works at the local carousel. And there's doubt in their minds about whether or not they love one another. And so first it's If I Loved You, or How I Loved You, rather, and then If I Loved You. They're trying not to admit that they are in love, but they really do love each other, and we're going to do our version of it. And I wanted to comment that when I was looking at the calendar today, 1958, you know that it's 20 years that Lucy Kelly and I have been singing duets, off and on. And for me, it's a real wonderful pleasure to have that opportunity at least once every summer. So here's If I Loved You scene from Carousel. Trying to get me to marry you?
No.
Then what's putting it into my head? I know exactly how I'd be.
What?
Never mind. I can just see myself. Kind of scrawny and pale, kicking at my tool, and lovesick like any other guy. I throw away my sweater and dress up like a dude in the dicky and the collar and the tie. If I loved you, oh, somehow I can see just exactly how I'd be. If I love you, time and again I would try to say all I'd want you to know. If I love you, work wouldn't come in an easy way.
my golden chances, pass me by. Soon you'll meet me. Oh, you would go in the mist of day.
Program. And as soon as the song sheets are passed out, we'll all sing the first number, Solidarity Forever. Solidarity Forever.
The world had all of
Recently, the great cellist Pablo Casals called upon the United Nations to set aside one day on which every symphony orchestra in the world would play Beethoven's Ninth Symphony as a demonstration of the people's desire for universal brotherhood and an end to H-bomb testing. We conclude our program now with a hymn for the nations from the final movement of Beethoven's Ninth Symphony. The first stanza, written by Dorothy Brahms for International Women's Day, will be sung by the Paloma singers and the children, after which we want everyone to join in singing the final two stanzas. Who participated in this program take their curtain calls. I want to call them out now and take a bow. Marty Montgomery and Della Smith. Lucy Kelly and Evelyn Borchert. Ellen Davis and Tiny Mackey. Justine O'Connor, who is the director of the Paloma Singers. And who not only directs the chorus, arranges for it, but also is a composer in her own right. I want to... Where is Maridel? Is she about? Well, Maridel is sure. Lionel Davis. Who wrote the music for that stirring If We Die and the background music for the beautiful poem My Beloved State. And I want to say that I think Minnesota is very fortunate in having such a wonderful aggregation of performers and artists. And I think that it's all up to all of you here in this room, as well as those who heard us in St. Paul and Pine County, to make sure that they keep on practicing the year around. Keep them vocalizing. Make sure that a lot more communities throughout the state and the Midwest get to hear them. And I think I got everybody in.
Wilbur
Dorothy Browns, who stage managed and was head of the props, who wrote some of the lyrics that we did tonight, and my daughter, the Spanish lady, Patty Browns, and Papageno, Martin Browns. So that's it, folks.
Don't forget Johnny.
And wait a minute. You know, Johnny. This lovely program that you have in your hands was the work of John Cassetti. And you know the trouble that Gutenberg had with that first Bible. Well, we had plenty of problems, but John overcame all of the obstacles, and I think the program that you have in your hands is a wonderful tribute to his artistry. And a final word about our host tonight, Curtis and Jack Brown. Will they take a bow? Jack Brown can't take too much of a bow because he's at the recording machine, and we want to play this back a few times. Okay. So I think that's it, and we're going to have some refreshments, I believe.
Down
in the basement.
This concert by the Paloma Singers and guest artists was recorded in Minneapolis on Thursday evening, August 28, 1958. Elmer Borman, treasurer of the People's Centennial Book Committee of Minneapolis, spoke at the end of the first half of the program. Because of mechanical difficulties, his remarks were inadvertently not recorded. The poem, My Beloved State, read by Meridel LeSueur, was taken from The People Together, published by the People's Centennial Book Committee.